It was a mitzvah min haTorah in Eretz Yisrael. Vayu b'vayachem haHaaretz. In Chutz Loretz, it's only midirabbanan. In Eretz Yisrael, b'zman hazeh, the Gemara in Ksubis Afafei has a machloikis to the shinis. And the maskanis haGemara, the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is that even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only midirabbanan, because the pasuk reads kisavoy al haaretz, or b'vayachem al haaretz, that you need bias kulchem. In the beginning of the Baisheni period, it was a very small percentage of the Jews from Bavel came back to Eretz Yisrael. Ruba de Ruba of the Jews remained behind in Bavel. So that's why the Chiyuv Chala in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, Afilu Bimei Ezra, was only the Rabbanon. Then the Mishnah has in in Maseches Chala that when the early Bavel came back to Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Mekadosh the entire area that had Kedusha Rishayna. There were areas that were Niskachu the first time around. Ayores Shekovshim Ode Mitzrayim Velo Kovsh Ode Bavel. So that had a Kedusha Rishayna. So they were Mechayiv Chala there in those locations, because there used to be a Chiyiv Chala there, Isav is Man Bayis Rishon there. So in Eretz Yisrael, there was Niskadosh B'Kedusha Shniya. They instituted a Chiyuv Chala with the Rabbanon, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael that didn't get a Kedusha Shnei, the Machayev, a Chiyuv Chala, slightly lower level than the Chiyuv Chala in Eretz Yisrael proper. Then, in the country near Eretz Yisrael, they introduced another Chiyuv Chala, and the rest of the world is only a Shalot Tishtakach Mitzvah Chala. So the Gemara says, M'choriz, that the Chiyuv Chala b'chutz lo'aretz is a din de Rabbanon kal. It's not at all as chomer as is other dinim the Rabbanon. One of the nafkaminas lahalacha with this is that the chiyuv chala means if you're not mafresh chala, there's an isa tevel. When chiyuv chala was their isa, there would be a punishment of misa b'dei shamayim. The person would eat tevel before you mafresh chumas amaisa, so before you mafresh chala. Of course, today, since even in Eretz Yisrael, the whole chiyuv chala is only the Rabbanon, so there is no misa b'dei shamayim. So normally in tevel, you have to make all the hafroshes before you want to eat. You can't eat the food that's tevel and then rely that later on I'll be mafresh chumas and maisus. The one kula, the one and only kula, is chalas chutz loretz. Chalas chutz loretz, the Gemara in Bchoyre says this kula, echel v'holach v'ahakach mafresh. We permit you to eat all you want. Let's say you buy from a bakery. In New York City, there are a lot of bakeries like that. They're careful about kashrus, but they're not careful about hafroshes chalas. The owners made up their minds that challah is only when you're baking challahs. Has no shaykhahs. They think challah is only when you're making bread. When you make cake and cookies, there's no chiyuv challah. This is against the Mishnayos. There is a chiyuv challah, even if you're baking cake and cookies. So if you know that everything is kosher, the only thing is they weren't mafresh challah, not careful about afreshes challah. So you should be mafresh challah when you buy it. Let's say you bought it on Erev Shabbos and then Shabbos enters. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah in the end of Beitzah says, you're not permitted to be mafresh challah, not on Yontif, not on Shabbos, and not even on Yontif. And even a chutz loretz, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos or on Yontif. So that's what the Gemara says, Echa b'hoylach v'achach mafresh. You can eat all you want as long as you leave over one cookie at the end. And then you'll be mafresh chala from that cookie. Exactly how do you do that? So that's a further machlekes, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says, you leave over a little, a half a cookie, and you declare that cookie should be chala on everything that we ate over the course of Shabbos. Tosis Tainas, that's against the Mishnah, and the Mishnah requires reishis ariso seichem. The word reishis has the connotation of reishis shesh yareha nikor, we have to leave something over. So Rashi says, yeah, the challah has to be matah. So the challah is matah, all the cookies that I ate during the course of Shabbos. And Tosfos says, no, when you mafresh the challah, it has to be matah something now, not to be matah lemafreh what you ate. So Tosfos says, you leave over half a cookie, and then you break that in half. So part of that you should declare as challah, and the rest will be shereh nikor. The rest of what you leave over will be nita with the hafrosh as challah. Let's say if you bought cake, you buy from this bakery where everything is kosher, but they're not careful about hafrashas challah. So if you bought, let's say, a cake that was one kind of cake, and cookies a different kind, and each one was a different batch, so that's not right to eat up the whole cake and to eat up all those cookies just to leave over half a cookie. And these cookies, they were baked, each one had its own isa, So you should leave off a little bit from the cake, a little bit from that kind of cooking, a little bit from that kind of cooking. And then be mafresh a little bit at the end. You can't be mafresh for one batch on another. This din, that you're oichel v'hoilech v'achakach mafresh, you eat all you want as long as you're mafresh at the end. You should leave something over, be mafresh chal at the end. So Tosis in the first perek in Nida and Av Zayin, this has a significant discussion of Hilchos Chala, that Tosis is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tosis raises an issue, but there is a din that whenever you mafresh Trumas and Maisim, whenever you mafresh Chala, has to be min hamukav. Mukav means it has to be nearby. The thing that you kore Shem Truma on, the thing that you kore Shem Chala on, should be near the thing that you're being matir. So here I ate everything already. So it's gone and gone and forgotten already. So where is the mukaf? It's very far away. It's not enough that it's mukaf to the half a cookie that I'm going to be matir. Half a cookie I'll declare as challah, and I'll burn it, and there'll be a half of the cookie will be nita. It's mukaf to that. What about being mukaf to all the rest of the all the cookies in the cake that I ate already? So Tosis says, okay, that's one of the many kulas and challahs chutzlars that we allow you to be mafresh shaloi min hamukaf. Usually, there's a requirement lachatchili should be mafresh min hamukaf trumas amarsis and chalam b'diyeved lafrosh es chal even not shaloi min hamukaf. Rashi holds that this whole din hamukaf machlokes Rashi and Tosis and Gittin daf lamed. Rashi's opinion is that the whole din hamukaf is only midirabbanon. If it would have been a din in a Torah, probably Rashi would have held. It doesn't make sense to say lachatchili you need mukaf b'diyeved. It's good without mukaf. If it's no good, lachatchili should be no good b'diyeved. Tosis in Gittin points out the difference between the Chatchila B'di'evet usually is a dead giveaway that the din is only Midirabban. And Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Tosis in Gittin Aflama disagrees with Rashi. And Tosis holds no, that it's learned out from a Pasuk, Barim Chemeschel Bo Mimenu. The word Mimenu has the connotation Menamukav. And Tosis in the end of Nida explains when it comes to mitzvahs, there is a concept of Chatchila B'di'evet on the level of Deraisa. Chatchila, the mitzvah B'shlei Musa should be done in such a way, and b'di'evit, if he did it otherwise, he yotze in an incomplete fashion. Let's say a person wears tzitzis and he doesn't have tchelis. So you yotze the mitzvah b'di'evit, you yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shleim musa. That's a lachatchila deraisa. Or lachatchila deraisa, chalitza is a mitzvah, not just a matir, that the woman is not allowed to be married till she has chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. We don't say a bracha on chalitza. That's a question. Why not? So the Rishonim work on that. But chalitza is a mitzvah, so that's why lachatchila in the mitzvah b'shleim musa, chalitza requires chalitza sasandal, taking off the shoe, rikika spitting on the floor in front of the avam, and kriyas apsukim back and forth. Each one says psukim. So we pask in l'alocha that the kriyas apsukim is not miyakev and the rikika is not miyakev. Different opinions in the mishnayos and the tanoim. We pask in the only thing that's miyakev is the chalitza sasandal. So Tosis says, so if the only thing is miyakev is the chalitza sasandal, so what do you have to waste your time to do the others lachatchila for? The Tosis says, no, because chalitza is a mitzvah. So the mitzvah b'shlei musa is all three together. The rikika with the kriyas apsukim and b'riyevet, yeah, it's a mitzvah shelo b'shlei musa. So Tosis' opinion is that afrashas trumas amaisis and afrashas chala is a mitzvah. And you can talk about a mitzvah b'shlei musa and a mitzvah shelo b'shlei musa. So Tosis holds that the din of mukaf is a din lachatchila deraisa in fulfilling the mitzvah b'shlei musa. If you're mafresh shaloi min amukav, b'di'evet you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah shaloi b'shlei musa. But achalus chutz la'aretz is even mutar lachatchila oichel b'hoilech v'achkach mafresh. You're always being, if you're going to do like that, you're always mafresh shaloi min amukav. You ate it already, it's gone. So Tosis says, restricts it. Tosis said, that's only if it was all in the same isa. So then I could be mafresh shaloi min amukav. Well, let's say the Minchas Yitzchok has a tshuva about this. Let's say a person at the age of 85 becomes a Baal Tshuva. He realizes that he's been eating bread and cake and cookies all his life, everything. His wife was never mafresh challah. He bought from bakeries, but they're not mafresh challah. So let him make a dough now. Let him be mafresh challah. Say, mafresh challah and everything that I ate, all the tevel that I ate the last 85 years. Will that help? Shaloi min amukav is good b'di'evet. Even Eichel V'Hoelch V'Tesis Al Pi Pashtus sounds like they hold that it's only in Osa Isa we allow Shalom and Amukav. L'chatchila. Yeah, but B'di'evet it should be good. He has no Breirish. So if a person bought from the store with a Makbid on Kashrus, but they're not Makbid, there are a lot of stores like that in New York area. They're Makbid, very strictly Makbid on Kashrus, but they're not Makbid, they're not Medakdik on Afrosh Eschala. So you should... Shall have shira and ikarim. I'll leave one cookie over, and I'll.
No, but what was gone already? You don't have any ikarim for what was already eaten already.
No, that's called, Tesa said, that's called Shiranikarim. At the time, then Akur Hashem chala on a half a cookie, you have the other half of the cookie.
Yeah,
Tesa, Rashi holds that the Shiranikarim, you declare the whole cookie is chala, and everything I ate. The Shiranikarim just means it has to be mata something.
Yeah.
I can't declare that everything is chala. Akur, the Mishnah says, if I declare koli sosa chala, lo yosav lo klum. It's not chal, because chala has to be mata something, has to remove the isa devil from something. So if you want to, he can give 99% of his isa as chala, and it'll be mata the 1%. So according to Rashi, when you leave over one cookie, you say, this one cookie is mata everything that I ate already. So that's shira nikorim, is mata that. So he says, we want shira nikorim at the time of the Kriya Hashem. So leave over a cookie and be mafresh. Half of that cookie is chala. Taisus says he can't do it from one isa to the other. But Taisus is talking about that we permit you to be mafresh shaloi ben amukov lechatchila bechalas chutzlor. So that's only if it's osa isa. Yeah, the guy has no choice over here. He's 85 years old. He already ate all the tevel. So let him be mafresh now. So the Minhag Yitzchak has a discussion about that. Is it only lechatchila you shouldn't do it, but the guy has no brera? Shasatcha kedi evadami. Maybe we would permit him to be mafresh chala on what he buys now, and this will be mata di satella and everything that he ate already. So he raises such a possibility. Okay, if someone has such a shada, they should ask. Yeah, the Torah says the mitzvah of chal applies b'chol chamilechem ha'aretz, from bread. So how did the Mishnah say that the chiyuv chal applies to cake and cookies? So the answer is, it's also called lechem. It's a subcategory of lechem. We call it pas habo b'kisnin. It's also pas. If you eat enough cake and cookies, if you eat a ton of cake and cookies, you kaveh suud on it, then you say hamoitzi, you have to wash and you have to say birchas hamas, and if you eat a little bit, so these are dinim derabbanan, the til sedaim is a din derabbanan, hamoitzi versus barim minim zaynis is a din derabbanan, and it would appear also that birchas hamas versus alamichya sounds also that it's only midirabbanan. So when you get to these dinim derabbanan, we say since it's only pasabobi kisnin, So, and you weren't kaveh asud on it, so it's not dina kalechem. But if you were kaveh asud on it, then it would be hamoitzi, it would be until the sedaim and so on. So you see, it is pas. It's pas abo bekisnin. The Gemara says that cake, and the Gemara says for the purpose of erevei chatzeres, for the purpose of erevei tchumen, or for the purpose of shitufa mevuas, to carry it a mavui. So the Mishnah starts off the third perik in erev and bakol miyarvin. You can use a jar of pickles and a tuna fish. You can use salami, you can use gefilte fish, you can use whatever you want, fruits, vegetables, any food is good. With very few exceptions to the rule. But for the purpose of Eruv v'chatzeres, there's a machlokes hatanaim, we pass, k'neim arvin ela bepas, has to be dafke bread. Pelechem shemavorchem olav hamoitzi. So the question is, we usually make the Eruv v'chatzeres with a box of matzahs. So the Svardim say mezainas ha-matzahs, according to the Svardim. The whole Eruv v'chatzeres is no good. So the answer is no. The Gemara said beferus that if you have cake or cookies, even though it's mezainis, but since if you would have been kaveh sud on it, you would have said amoitzi. So the Gemara said beferus in brachas ma'arvim bo, you're permitted to use it for the purpose of eruv b'chatzeres because it is lechem shem avrochem olav hamoitzi. So the din is that in order to be chayv and chala has to be called v'haya b'cholchem lechem ha'aretz. It has to have a din of lechem, and it has to have suras apas turisa de nahama. The Aramaic for Tzuras HaPas is Teresa the Nahama. So the Gemara says that if you have a cookie, a cake, that are lacking Teresa the Nahama, then the bracha will be Mezainis. Unless you kaveh suda, then the bracha will be Hamoitzi. Tosfos uses the same expression. Tosfos says if you don't have Teresa the Nahama, then you're not Mafresh Chala. So the Tosfos is difficult. What do you mean? The Gemara says Beferish, if you don't have Teresa the Nahama, the Gemara says, then it is, then it's mezainis, but if you kaveh suda, then it becomes amoitzi. So how does Tosfos say, if you're lacking teresa de nama, you're not chai mechala? So the answer is elementary, the two different dinim of tzuras hapas, teresa de nama. One din is, let's say you're making oatmeal cereal, or wheatina farina. So true, it's from the Hamesh is many adogam, but there's no loaf, there's no loaf shape at all. So you say mezainis even if you eat 10 pounds of wheatina. It never becomes hamoitzi. It doesn't have a din lechem at all. There's no tzuras hapas. The Gemara says if you don't have to reset the Nama, the bracha is mezainus, unless you kaver suda, then the bracha is hamotzi. That means if it doesn't have a tzuras tapas, doesn't look like bread, but it's cake or cookies, missing that to reset the Nama. So then it is pas. It's a subcategory of pas. It's called pas abo bekisnin. If you eat enough of it, it will become hamotzi. And then you are chayiv in afroshes chalos. It's really two different dinim of to reset the Nama. In order to be considered the lechem, so the halacha requires that it should be bol edei chimutz. That's how the Tanoim established the halacha. If it's the grain that you use, the flour that you use, mixed it with water, if you let it sit long enough, a chemical reaction will occur that we will refer to as chimutz. Sometimes the chemical reaction that occurs is called sirchon. It's a different reaction. So the Gemara says any other grains other than chameshes minei dogon are not bole de chimutz, so that's by definition not called lechem, and you don't say hamoitzin, you can't use it veruvi chatzeris, and you're not yetzidech abasai on leila pesach, and you're not chai mishum chametz, and so on. So that's the halacha, you need chameshes minei dogon. The Tanoim had a machloikis in the Mishnah regarding orez, rice. If you mix rice with water, is that bole de chimutz or bole de sirchon? Is it hamoitzi? Can it ever become hamoitzi? Is it chayim shem chametz? Is it chayim in afrashas chala? So the Yerushalmi and chala is bothered with a kasha. How can you have a machloikis and mitzias? Why didn't they experiment? The Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi in the beginning of Perigela Trefas. That's why it's known from the Ramban. And the yeshivas, everybody knows, you can't have a machloikis and mitzias. Why can't you have a machloikis atanoim and mitzias? Because they would have experimented. So the Yerushalmi says like that. How can you have a machloikis atanoim whether Oriz, whether rice is bole de chimetz or bole de sirchon, why didn't they mix it with water and experiment? So Yerushalmi says they did experiment. They mixed it with water and all the Tanoim was standing around. And Rabbi Chamanuri said, you see, it's bole de chimetz. And the other said, no, that's called sirchon. They argued, where do you draw the line? Usually we assume today that bole de chimetz has to do with the percentage of gluten that it has. And rice has less gluten than wheat and barley. So that's the machloikis satanaim. Is that called bole de chimutz or bole de sirchon? We usually translate the chameshes minei dogon as wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt. So that's why some argue today that oats have even a lower percentage of gluten than rice. And if we pass them by rice, that it's not bole de chimutz, so oats should certainly not be bole de chimutz. So that's a big shaila. Maybe what the Mishnah, well, we usually, Shibor Lashul, we usually translate as oats. Maybe it's a mistranslation here. The machlekes will be the people who are allergic to gluten always buy these British matzahs that are baked specially for them. And they're made from British oats. Israeli oats and the American oats and Canadian oats are not the same as the British oats. The British oats have very little gluten, so the people who are gluten intolerant can take it. American oats, there never was a shailah. American oats are already nishana, and it's come out the same as the wheat. So American oats and Israeli oats, they mixed flour with water, they mixed oat flour with water for Rabbi Yashiv, and he looked at it, and he paskened that it's bole de sichem, but they didn't show him British oats, they showed him Israeli oats. Israeli oats, there never was a machlekes on Israeli oats, American oats has the same high percentage of gluten as the wheat. Rye is also an issue. It's questionable, really, whether rye is one of the chameshes minei dogon or not. The rye bread that we have has so much wheat in it, so it's, for sure it's chai mechala, and it's bole de chimas, and it's hamoitzi. But if you have real rye, isolated rye without any wheat in it, so that's also questionable. Kahati and his Mishnayos raises the issue regarding the oats and regarding the rye. So they say that they once showed Kahati Mishnayos to the stipler, and they showed that he says that it's questionable, so he was very upset, and he didn't like this Mishnayos, because since traditionally we always assume for so many generations that the Chamesh Yismini Dogon include the rye and oats, so he thought that it's not right to raise the issue. But look, it's a real issue. The Gemara seems to have contradictory passages in different Gemaras regarding when is something considered lechem. Wheat is not called lechem. You have to have tzuras hapas. we're learning Masechus Shabbos this year. So the 39 malachas start off the first 11 malachas as Sidur de Pas. So in Sidur de Pas, the way you bake bread, so one of the malachas is Tochen, then you have Losh, you do Lisha. Lisha is Menatur, is only a violation of Losh if you have a Blila Ova. If you have a Blila Raka, that's not a Din Deraisa. So you need a Blila Ova, a thick dough. And then you have Afia. So one Gemara seems to say that it depends on Afia. All depends on Afia. One Gemara seems to say it depends on Lisha. So which is it? So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion in Tosfos, in a few different Masechtos, quite a few different Masechtos, is either A or B. If you have a blila ova, if you have a thick dough, even if you're going to cook it later on, you're not going to have any afiyah, it will be considered hamoitzi, and it'll be chasamozen, and it'll be chai mechala. And if you have a blila raka, you have a batter, a lot of the cake mixes that you buy in the store, so you have, it's a batter and it pours. It pours almost, not like water, it pours. Some of them pour almost like water, others pour not like water. But it still is a blila raka, it's not a blila ova. It's not dough that you have to push with your fingers. So the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is if you have a blila ova, even if you do a bisha later on, it's chai v'nchala. And if you have a blila raka, a batter, then it's not chai v'nchala until you do the afia. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, our practice is based on the Mishnayos, that when the woman does Nesina Samayim, that's the beginning of the Lisha, so she's Mafrish Chala already. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, this is only if there's a Blila Ova, then you're Mafrish Bishas Lisha, because Bishas Lisha already became Chai V'Chala. But if you have a cake mix, if you have a batter, if you bake enough of it, we'll get to that in a minute. if you do a Kishir, then won't be Chai V'Chala until after you baked it. You have to wait till the Afia. So you shouldn't be mafresh challah when you just mix the cake mix with the water. It's a blila raka, you have to wait till after the afiyah. This is how the Rabbeinu Tam interprets the Gemara, famous Gemara in Baba Kama and in Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about the gazlan. Hareshi gazal saw shalchitim. He stole a bushel of grain from someone else. And tchona, he grinds it up. And losha, he mixes it with water. And afor, and he bakes it with hifrish mimena chala. Then he's mafrish chala. He's very religious bin adam lamokim, but bin adam lachaveri. He's a ganef. So and then he wants to say the bracha on afrashas chala. So ketsa mevarach when he says the bracha ain't a bracha lemenites. It's considered as if he's cursing Hashem. Al zeh ne'emar o batzei berech the ganef who says the bracha nietz Hashem. So the ganef seems to be careful about bin adam lamokim. It's just mezalzel and geneva bin adam lachaveri. So why does it say? It says tchana losha afor b'hifrish menachala. Is mafrish chala after he bakes it? Why doesn't he mafrish chala when he does the lisha? That's the way it says in the Mishnah. So Rabbeinu Tam says no. The ganef is very learned. He knows my opinion. He knows the emes of pshat in the Mishnah that he's doing a blila raka. So blila raka, you can't be mafrish chala till after the afia. In Shulchan Aruch, both in Aruch Haim Hilchas Birchas Hamoitzi Birchas Hamazon and in Yeridei Achel Gimel Hilchas Afrash Eschala. We have not accepted the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Shach recommends l'chatchila one shibichoshish for the Rabbeinu Tam. So if you do a blila raka, you shouldn't be mafresh chala till after you do the afiyah. But that's l'chumra. Mikaredim, we don't paskan like the Rabbeinu Tam, we paskan like the Ramban. The Ramban disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. And he says that everything depends on afiyah. It's l'malav l'amard, whether you have a blila ova or blila raka. If there's going to be an afi at the end, you're ready chai mechala from the very beginning, bishas lisha. When you mix the flour with the water, even though it's a blila raka, doesn't matter, you could be mafrish chala then. How are you going to be mafrish chala? You can't take out a little bit. It's a liquidy. You take a spoonful and you put it on the side and you burn it. So the Shach recommends to be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam, not to be koreshem chala, until after you bake they're ready, l'chatchila to be machma like the Rabbeinu Tam. Amikaridim, we really don't paskan like this Rabbeinu Tam. It's a very famous Rabbeinu Tam. The Bochum and the Yeshivas know the Rabbeinu Tam, because it's quoted in different Masechtos, but and the Ramban is not on the page, but Bochum and the Yeshivas, a lot of times, there are famous Taisvasin, which are not accepted, la'alocha, this one, at least this is quoted, in Shulchan Aruch, and then they reject it. They say, we don't paskan like this Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. Mishnah has half of this story, and the Yerushalmi has the rest of the story. there is a machlokes hatanaim. What's the din if a person makes, let's say, cakes or cookies and he didn't use any water at all? He only used mei peiros. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether you chay mechala. What's the machlokes? So the Yerushalmi explains what's going on. Let's say I have a long Italian bread, and I am tomei, and I touch one end of the bread. Let's say there's an apple. The tomei touches one end of the apple. So the whole apple becomes tummy, not just the half that he touched. If you have a sliced bread and I touch one slice, the slice that I touch becomes tummy. The next slice, maybe the first piece will be metame, the second piece maybe it won't be metame. Depends. If it's a rishon letume, if I'm an avatum and I touch the first slice, becomes a rishon. So the rishon is also shebechulin. If I'm a rishon letume and I touch the first slice, becomes a sheni letume. So there's a machlekes satana. We pass ganein sheni osu shlishi bechulin. Only in truma sheni osu shlishi. So if you have a sliced bread and you touch one slice, the tummy only is metame that slice. If you have a long Italian bread, it's like one apple, it's a unit. So if you touch one end, there's a klal magabi miksosik and magabi kula. Yeah, there's a big difference though, because the apple grows on the tree like that. It's naturally one unit. The bread is synthetically mechuber. It's a man-made bread. But that's the halacha. The bread is considered one unit. So what if you have a bread, an Italian bread, where you didn't use any water? You only use mei peiros. What's up, halacha l'mashim isin at water? So the machlokes hatanoim is, the mitzarev has to be one of the Zayin Mashkim. The halacha recognizes a special status, the Zayin Mashkim, that a machshir l'kavul tumah. So one time is of the opinion, only Zayin Mashkim are mechaber, any other mei peiros is not mechaber. So that's the same machlokes hatanoim Yishami puts together. That's the same machlokes hatanoim over here by chiyuv chala. In order to be chayav in chala, you have to have a certain minimum amount of flour. How much flour do you need? So in the Midbar, the pasuk says in Chumash, a lot of people were chazerim, and they went to grab mon, and they grabbed, let's say, a husband and wife, they had five children, so he wouldn't grab seven portions. He would grab onashir. And when he came home, it turned out other people weren't so interested in grabbing so much, and they didn't even take as much as they should have. So the pasuk sounds like it says, when they came home, it turned out that there was a miracle. The one who grabbed the ton of food, turned out it was only Oymer Lagul Gerlis, Oymer for each member of the household. And the one who didn't bother to grab so much, also had an Oymer Lagul Gerlis. How much is an Oymer? It says, Oymer, Asiris Oyfa Hu. So how much is an Eifa? How many baits are there in an Eifa? So you just calculate. The Mefarshim and the Mishnah is calculated for you. So there are 432 baits in an Eifa. But the Oymer is Asiris Oyfa. In the Midbar, the Oymer was Asiris Oyfa. So 432 divided by 10, you move over the decimal. So it's 43.2 beitzim. 43.2 beitzim is the sheer isas midbar. When they had, each one had an oimer, that was 43.2 beitzim. So the pasuk says, in the midbar there was no chiyav afrashas chala, it was lechem en hashamayim. It's not vay bachochem en lechem haaretz, the din. The lechem chutz loretz is chayim chala, that was in later generation they made. But in the midbar they won mechuyev. So the Rabbanu Shlom told them, "Hoy bachochem lechem haaretz. Now you're eating lechem in Hashemayim. Go to Eretz Yisrael. You eat lechem haaretz, the same shear that you have now. Isas midbar. So then you'll be chayv and afrosh eschala. So we pask on halacha. There are different opinions in Beishama and Beisilu. We don't pask on not ke Beishama, not ke Beisilu. We pask on 43.2 beitzim. The Mefarshim and the Mishnayos point out b'mikre it happens to be that the gematria of the word chala, ches, lam, and hey, happens to be 43. So it's 43.2. Mem gimel beitzim mechaimish beitz is the chi of chala. So that's the shear, that's how much flour you have to have. How does that translate into American shiurim? So before Rav Moshe Feinstein came on the scene, the big pesik in New York was Rav Henkin. So he published that he thinks if it's less than 3 pounds of flour, then you're not chayim chal at all. Between 3 pounds of flour and 5 pounds of flour, it'll be a suffik chiyav chal. So you should be mafish chal without a broch. And if you use more than 5 pounds of flour, then then you chayim chal with a broch, then you say a broch. A lot of times in the bakeries, if the bakery belongs to a non-Jew, then there's no chiyav chal, even though the people who do the kneading are Jewish. If the bakery is owned by a Jew, even though the people who do the work are goyim, there is a chiv chal. It all depends on who the owner is. Doesn't depend on who's doing the lisha, who's doing the kneading. Then the Mishnah has, the Gemara has every single case covered. The Mishnah has a case, a non-Jew owned the bakery and then he converted in the middle. He converted in the middle, where we're in the middle of making the cakes and the cookies, and the Mishnah tells you what the din is and what if it's a suffix. When he went to the mikveh, we're not sure. When he went to mikveh before they did the lisha, after. The Mishnah covers every case under the sun. There's no case that's not covered by the Gemara. I remember once a girl from Pennsylvania called me up on the phone from Philadelphia. She was going to university, so she, a non-Jewish girl converted, and she had lent money beribis to a Jewish classmate. And then the one who lent the money converted. So she wanted to know, she allowed to collect the ribis. So the Gemara discusses exactly that case. What's the din if a non-Jew, doesn't say a girl went to Penn University, says a non-Jew lent money to a Jew, and he charged ribis, and then he converted before he collected it. So what's the din of the ribis that accumulated before he converted, the ribis that accumulated after the person converted? Everything is discussed in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. When the OU, when someone applies for a heksha by the OU, so one of the questions that they ask is whether your company is owned by Jews or non-Jews. So the people who fill out the form think as if we're going to discriminate against them. If they're non-Jews, we're going to give them a hard time. It's the reverse. If they're non-Jews, so there's no chiyuv challah. If they're non-Jews, there's no issue of chamash over la Pesach. Life is easier if they're non-Jews. You don't have to insist that they have to sell chametz if they're non-Jews. A lot of times you have a non-Jewish bakery and they have a Jewish lawyer. And the lawyer, in addition to the salary that he gets, owns a percentage of the company. That's the way he made out his his arrangement with the company. He owes a percentage of the company. So if he owns a percentage, the Mishnah has this. If you have a shutfus between a Jew and a non-Jew, so if the chelik of the Jew is more than £3, less than £3, you're not chay mechala. So if the percentage of the Jew is more than £3, whenever they're making one isa, then it's chay mechala. If the percentage of the Jew turns out to be less than £3, then the shud for siso is not mechayv. Then you're not chayv mechala. When one is mafresh chala, so the Shulchan Aruch says a bracha should be recited. If you have a vada chiyav chala, the mechaber writes the nusach habracha should be ala frashas truma. That's based on the biblical expression that the word chala in chumash refers to the raw dough. And the word truma is the challah that we take out. In the Mishnayis, it's called challah, but in the Chumash, it's called the truma. The Rama says you can either say ala froshes truma, or you can say ala froshes challah. So the Vilna Gaon says that more correct is like the Mechaber, because we have an assumption from the Avudram, the Avurama, wrote a whole sefer on the Nusach HaTfilah, and the press of the whole sefer is that brachas and tefillah should always be recited in a biblical Hebrew, in a fancy Hebrew. So since in biblical Hebrew the word challah refers to the raw dough, doesn't refer to the challah. The challah, what with the Mishnais refer to as challah, in biblical Hebrew is called truma. So more correct, the only one thinks more correct is that once you recite the Nusach HaBrocha, ala froshas truma, not ala froshas challah. The Rishalmi always has the lotion that when they're mafresh challah, they say, hareza truma l'ashem ala kol. What is it? So what do you have to say truma l'ashem for? So this is based on the pasuk. The pasuk says that there's a din of vidui meiser, an erev Pesach of the 4th year, an erev Pesach of the 7th year. The farmer should say biarti akodesh menabais v'gam nesati v'lalevi and so on. And then you say asisik chol atcher tivisani la'avarti mimitzvasech v'lo shochachti. What does it mean v'lo shochachti? So the Gemara in Brachas has a comment v'lo shochachti. I didn't forget to mention Shem Hashem. And then the other opinion in the Gemara, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, whether bracha has to have Shem Hashem, or that's not enough, has to have Shem Umalchus. We paskin, a bracha has to have Shem Umalchus. And one opinion in the Gemara was Shem is enough. So what do you mean, the Mefarshim, what do you mean, the bracha on a Prashas Trum is their Raisa? We assume all the brachas are only the Rabbana, Bichas Hamazon is their Raisa. Kiddush is derais. All the other brachas, even birchas hamitzvah, we're only made the rabbanon. So how are the tanaim deriving from the pasuk? So mishnah ma'aseh sheni. How are the tanaim deriving from the pasuk? Lo shachachtim or lahaske shimcha or malchuscha olav. I didn't forget to recite the bracha. So the Malbim in his commentary on the Sifrei suggest, based on this lashon that appears so often in the Yerushalmi, when you mafresh chali, say he raised a turm al Hashem al kol. So he says, he says that apparently the din deraisa was when you mafresh truma, when you mafresh chala, you have to say this should be truma al Hashem. The women don't do it today because they say a bracha before him. They say Shem Hashem when they recite the bracha, so there's no need to repeat the Shem Hashem later. The Yerushalmi is writing this after the Birchas HaMitzvah were already instituted. So it's a Shigra Delishna. This was the old Nusach. This was the old text. There used to be Mafresh Chala and Truma before they instituted the Birchas HaMitzvah. Kedushanim Sasman al Afrashas Truma. So he used to mention Shem Hashem and the Kriya Hashem of the Chala. That's the Din Deraisa. So the Malbim says after they instituted the Birchas HaMitzvah, it's no longer necessary to mention the Shem Hashem. But the Yerushalmi still has the old Lashon. What does it mean, ala kol? Yemafresh truma ala kol. So that's explained also in the Yerushalmi in different places. I raise a truma la shem ala kol. I raise a challah la shem ala kol. What's ala kol? So let's say if you mixed flour with water, and then the Rambam understands from the Yerushalmi, there's machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivit, the Rambam understands the Yerushalmi that if it's isa tahoira, by us everything is tame. There's a tumas eretz amim. If you live in chutz la'aretz, we're all like in a cemetery. All of Chutzlah is like one big cemetery. They're abundant. We treat all of Chutzlah like Beis HaKvaros. The Gemara says, strictly speaking, a Kohen is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlah. Kohen is born in Chutzlah, has to run back to Eretz Yisrael. Not allowed to remain. It's like remaining in a cemetery. Rabbi Kevegan, Yeredei, and Hilchas Tumas Kohanim quotes the Poskim, who justify a little bit. I'm not a Kohen, so it's easy for me to say. So Rabbi Kevega justifies Bekoshi why the Kohanim don't run back to Eretz Yisrael. It's a shvera justification. So Chutz La'aretz, everything is Tamei anyway. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Rishalmi has if you have a Isa Tahira, so the Rambam understand, the Rambam and the Rashi understand in the Rishalmi, the preferable would be to be Mafresh Chala immediately Mishas and Sinas Amayim. You shouldn't wait till later on. After you do the Gilgal, after it's a big, thick dough, when you pour the water right away. So sometimes you'll pour the water, and the water didn't really reach everything yet. Some of the flour didn't yet get, you poured water, and it didn't touch all of the flour. Right, machlekes hatanaim, that's the beginning of Lisha. Nesinas Amayim is considered the beginning of the Lisha. So there's a machlokes hatanaim, a masech Shabbos, a yechai for the Trilas HaLisha, for the Gemar HaLisha. Right. So the Yerushalmi has a nusach. He should say, Harez a truma l'Hashem ala kol. The truma should be chal when everything will be chai v'chal. When the water will reach everything. Truma won't be chal until a little later. Also, let's say... let's say you have such a bakery. Let's say a person baked, for some reason or another, a person baked bread, cake, or cookies, and he wasn't mafresh challah before baking. So the whole thing is tevel. So when he baked it in the baking tin, so the baking tin became treif. So then later on, what is going to be mafresh challah? She'd say, Hareza challah al Hashem al kol. I want the challah to be chal on everything, not just on the cake and cookies that I have on the table. I want it to be chal on the treif of blias that would nivle into the pot, because whoever is not a kohen is not permitted to eat the challah, even challah is chutzlah, it's not allowed to eat. So when you, if you baked something that was tevel, and then you mafresh challah later, you should say, I want the challah to take effect not only on all the stuff that's edible, even on the bliya of tevel that's in the pot, I want it to be challah on that as well.
Is that considered the same isa or a different isa? The bliyos?
If it's from this isa, if the bliya is from this isa, then it's okay. If the bliya is from a different isa, so it's it'll be shalom and amukav. Okay. Maybe shalom and amukav. Sometimes it'll be in the same room. It will be menamukav. Yeah, that's a shaila. What if, let's say, I baked the tevel, I baked the stuff yesterday, and after 24 hours, the bli and the pot is in the esen tam levgam. So now, in Tam Lav Gam, we assume is Nifsal Me'achilo Sodom. It doesn't have any Isam in HaTorah. With the Rabbanon, you have to kasher even the cliche in Ben Yomo, Otto Ben Yomo. So is the Shaykh to be Mafresh Chala on the Bliya that's Ein Ben Yomo? That's a question. Ein Ben Yomo will be Mochomer than Ben Yomo. If I baked some tevel in a baking tin, and the baking tin is still ben yomo, so then Yerushalmi says b'feim shulchanar quotes from the Yerushalmi, when you mafresh chala, you can say I want the chala to be chal ala kol and everything, including the bli and the pot. But if the bli and the pot is now ain't a ben yomo, so in Atar you don't have to kasher at all. Ain't a ben yomo is nice and tam levgan, but in the rabbanon that's exer you have to kasher. So that's very questionable whether you can be mafresh on the bli ain't a ben yomo, because the pashtun says it's nifsam achila. So what shaykh? So it'll come out that the ain't a ben yomo is Mocham and the Ben Yom. So it's a surprising thing. The common practice by the women is they would recite a bracha, Allah Frosh's Chala, Allah Frosh's Truma. Women usually say Allah Frosh's Chala. They don't know from the Vilna Gaon. So they do like the Ramos says, Allah Frosh's Chala. And then they take out a little dough, and then they don't say Hareza Chala, Hareza Truma. They don't say any Kriya Shem at all. So Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the page in the Yerideya says that that's not right. That more correct is that women should say a Kriya Hashem. The din is that the Hafroshas Truma is Chal even Memachshove, based on the pasuk Benechshov Lachem Truma Aschem. The simple translation of the pasuk means when you give Maaser Rishon to the Levi takes out Maaser Min HaMaaser and he gives the Trumas Maaser to the Kohen. Benechshov Lachem Truma Aschem, your Trumas Maaser. It has the exact same status like Kadogam and Agar Mecham Lehm and Ayakev. Has the same status as the Truma Gedolah that the farmer was Mafrish before he was Mafrish the Maaser Rishon. But the Gemara has an additional, the Tanoim, and the Gemara have additional level of interpretation. And the Pasuk, Benechshav Lachem Truma Aschem, the Truma Nitelis Memachshova. If you just have in mind and want this to become Truma, so Tzchal, you don't need Dibur. And this is an exception to the rule because Afrosh's Truma is really an Indian that belongs to the category of Hafloa. Ish kiafli linda neda nozel azlajem. Yafli, Rashi says, means Yafaresh bisfasov, to speak, to say. So Afrosh's Truma should have been the same as a neder of a shvua. You should have required Amira. So the Gemara says this is an exception to the rule based on that pasuk. And after Shulchem Trumaschem, Truma they tell us memachshove. So that was the meaning of the women. They would say Abrochal Afrosh's Chala, and then they take off the Chala. They wouldn't say anything. Rabbi Kavega says, no, more correct is, the Ravid quotes the Shiltas, and they both live Bizman Hazeh. They both live Bizman Hazeh, that we all live in Chutz La'aretz, and we all burn the challah, we don't give it to God. And nonetheless, the Ravid on the Rambam quotes from the Shiltas lived in Bovel, that even Chumas Chutz, even Chalas Chutz La'aretz, and even everything is Tameh, more correct as you should say a Kriya Shem Bepeh.
Before you separate, or upon you separate, after you separate, while, before you think,
After she takes it out, she should say, "Hareza Truma Hashem Alakom, Hareza Chalal Hashem Alakom." Then the Tziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, comes to defend the Minig Hanoshim. He says, "Right, the Ravid quotes the Shiltas that you're supposed to say a Kriya Hashem. You shouldn't rely on Machshav." He's coming to defend the women. Why the meaning is that they don't say. So he suggests that true, if you mafresh Chalal b'Machshav, true b'Machshav, it's Chal. But if you do Bamira, then it's a deeper Kedusha. It's a stronger Kedusha. So we all are faced with a problem. Whoever is Mafish Chalab is Manazeh, the Chalab is always Tomei. In Chutz Lords, there's Tumas Eretz Amim, everything is Tomei. And even in Eretz Israel, everything is Tomei. Everybody's Tomei, you got it, all the Patsa Tomei. So really, the Mishnayos have that, that's a problem. Causing Hafrashas Chalab Bitumah is a problem. So he said, but you have no choice. If you're not going to be a mafresh chala, it'll be asa b'achil, have an isa tevel. So it's bad enough that you have to be koir Hashem b'machshove. Why should you continue to be koir Hashem b'dibur to make a more intense level of kedusha? Ginuk, that you koir Hashem b'machshove. That's how the Netziv wants to defend the minig hanoshim. What exactly is mukaf? The din is, we mentioned earlier, that you're supposed to be mafresh min ha-mukaf. So the Vilna Gaon in Shin Chav Dalet has a very startling loshen. He has a whole paragraph. Usually the Vilna Gaon just gives mar mekaymus for the Shulchan Aruch. And once in a long while, in the introduction to the Biuri HaGro, the children of the Vilna Gaon explained what it was. When he passed away, he left a few notebooks. So the notebooks were all just Mar Mekaymus on the Dinim in the Shulchan Aruch. And then there was a third notebook that had the Vilna Gaon's own opinions. That's what they label as Likut. It always says in the beginning of the Bir Agra Likut, and then it says at the end, Adkan. So in the Likut, he has a long essay over here in the Din of Mukaf, unusual. And he writes, Bidin Zen Nistapcho Kamoi. All of the Balei Atosos got entangled, and they didn't get out of the mess. Because he says they weren't familiar with the Tosefta, with the Yerushalmis. And I'm going to tell you what it says in a Tosefta. So he gives his klolim. So he says, if you have two batches of dough in the same room, or I have cookies, cakes, all made from the same thing, all made from wheat, so if everything in the same room, it doesn't have to be touching, doesn't have to be in the same kli, you can be mafresh from one on the other. What happens if the two batches of dough are in two different kelim? Even though they're in the same room, that's not called mukaf unless the kelim are touching each other. And if the kelim are closed, let's say I baked cookies and they're in one sealed container, and then I baked the cake, I baked other cookies in a different sealed container. So even if the containers are touching each other, if they're sealed, so it's not called mukaf. So the Vilna Gaon thinks, see, these are the three kelim. The din of mukaf is lachatchila, of course, but the evidence, it's not miyakev. The Vilna Gaon thinks the klal is if you have two batches of dough in the same room, that's called min hamukaf, even though they're not near each other at all. If in the same cheder echad. And if they're in the containers, then it's not called mukaf, even though they're in the same room, unless the containers are touching. And if the containers are closed, then it's not called mukaf, even though they are touching. So this is very negel halacha. A lot of times I'll have a bakery where the owner of the bakery is Jewish and he has to be mafresh challah, but he's not observant, so you can't rely on him that he's going to be conscientious. The Mishnah says in Pcharis Daf Choftes, Achosher al adov al adon av lamid, if the person doesn't keep kosher, so you can't rely on him to say that he's mafresh challah. So you have to have a mashgiach who's going to be on top of everything to be mafresh the challah. So the mashgiach has to be there a few times a day. Every time they make a batch of dough, usually they do it 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Mashgiach wants to sleep at night. So what can he do to be mafresh challah? So usually what they do is they have a run of tevel matzahs. Usually when they bake matzahs in the matzah factories, so they're always mafresh challah. So it's not tevel. They don't want to make tevel. But then, to do a teiva to the kashrus organizations, all the different kashrus organizations in America, so the matzah company will have a run of matzahs with a not mafresh any challah. So all of the matzahs are tevel. And then they sell these matzahs all over the country, and they put such a box of matzahs on top of the oven. So the kli is touching the other kli. The tevel that this bakery is baking is in the oven, and you have a box of tevel matzahs on the outside. So in chutzlo, it's a din, strictly speaking, as the mafresh mashu. The meaning is that you mafresh a kazayas. But mikra din, you only have to be mafresh mashu. Chitachas pateres is kol akri. So what they do is, the mashgiach says in advance, he says, every box of matzahs has how many matzahs? 12 matzahs or something like that. You have to count it. So they say, if you hold the box like this with the label over here, so you're going to have 12 matzahs in a row. So they say, the first half an inch by half an inch from the bottom corner on the first matzah facing, you have to, when you mafresh truma, a challah, you have to have kviyas mokum, you have to say, what became challah? What became? You can't just say, a mafresh challah, something should become challah. You have to say, what should become challah? So you say, first half an inch by half an inch on the bottom left-hand corner of the first matzah facing the front of the box where the label is over here should become challah on the first batch. The next half an inch by half an inch going to the right till the end of the first column should become challah on the next batch. Next, all the way till, and then after that, after you use the polo and the bottom, then you're going to go up. Next half an inch by half an inch going up to the top. And then you say next half an inch by half an inch going across the top and then going down and then the second layer and so on. So every matzah you can use, 50 times or so to be Kodesh Shem Challah, on 50 different isas. Then you say the next matzah after that, the same thing. The first half an inch by half an inch on the bottom left hand corner.
Can you take it out?
Or a mashu?
Mashu.
Can you take it out the bottom?
They don't want to clutter up the whole bakery. These are tevel matzahs, so they leave the matzahs in the box. But if they're going to leave the box closed, then the Vilna Gaon holds that you're in a violation of Shalom and Amukov. So you open up the box of matzahs, but they don't want to take it out. It may get lost. It may disappear. So you make sure that it's touching. The two kelim are touching each other.
But all the batches that were made that day?
No. So the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Tevis as well as by the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam had a problem. There is a Gemara in Nozir and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, I'm interested in marrying a girl who's not Jewish, but she's in the process of converting. And I have to go out of town now. And I'm afraid that she's going to convert. I'm not going to be here. Someone else is going to marry her. So I appoint a shliach. He should be mekadosh the girl. He can't be mekadosh a nochris until after she converts. It's considered davish labaliyom. So I'll make a shliach. He should be mekadosh the girl for me as soon as she converts. So the Gemara said that's not acceptable. Since you yourself, you couldn't be mekadosh the girl now because she's a davish labaliyom. She's not Jewish yet. So you don't even have the ability to appoint a shliach that he should be mekadosh the girl after she's going to convert. So Rabbeinu Tam is bothered, Tais is bothered by Akasha. We do it all the time. The Balabasta says she's going shopping today, and she asks the Jewish Misharesses, the Jewish maid, please bake challahs for Shabbos, cake and cookies, and don't forget to be mafresh challah. She comes home from shopping all day on Erev Shabbos, and the Misharesses says, I baked all the challahs and I was mafresh challah. So how can the Balasabais appoint the Misharesses, the Jewish Misharesses, as a shliach to be mafresh challah? She herself couldn't have been mafresh challah, because the Mishnah says, Amafrish chalosa kemach loyosav aleklum. If you mafrish the challah when it's in the state of flour, it's not chal, so it's considered a dovish labali yolam. So how can she appoint the misharess as a shliach for the purpose of being mafrish challah? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Truma Sadesh, and it says the answer is that zochan liyadam shloi befonav. The misharess is doing a teiva to the balas habayis, right? So the Ktzais HaChoshen is not happy with that Truma Sadesh. He has a whole essay both in the Ktzais and in the Avne Miluim why he explains that he thinks that it's not correct. But Taisa doesn't give the answer of the Truma Sadesh. Taisa says that it's biyoda. Since the Balas Abayis owns the flour and the water already, she can easily mix the flour with the water. So Rabbi Natam quotes, he refers you to the Gemara in Kiddushin, and whenever you have a Dovash Labaliyola, but it's biyoda, it's easily the person... Let's say the tvua is growing on the ground, and I have to be a mafish trumas amaisis. So you can't be mafish ba'odah mechuba lekarka, but I can easily harvest all the tvua right now. I can harvest it now. So even though I didn't harvest it, I say, hareza truma, I want this to become truma, liki shei tolshu. So since it's biyodo, so there's no problem of davish labaliyot. So Rabbeinu Tam says the same over here. It's biyodo of the balabasta to mix the flour with the water, just she wants to go shopping now. She doesn't want to bother to do it. So since it's biyodo, Rabbeinu Tam holds that that's not called davish labaliyot. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rabbeinu Tam lahalach. So that's what a lot of kashrus organizations rely on this. They have this box of tevel matzahs and the mashgiach is Koreshem, he's mafresh, the bottom square on the left-hand side on the bottom should be challah, and the first batch of dough. They didn't mix the flour with the water yet, but the balabas has a lot of flour in the store, in his bakery. So you can be mafresh challah on all of the isas. Some of the bakeries do 4 or 5 isas a day. So you can be mafresh on the future. You can't be mafresh on the isa that you didn't even buy the flour yet. That's literally a dovish labalim. I don't have it yet. But if you have the flour in the store, he's not going to mix all the flour with the water today. He wants to have freshly baked stuff. He doesn't want to bake everything today, put it in the freezer. So he's going to space it. He's going to bake a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit the day after. But since it's biyodo, theoretically, if he wants to, he could have. So that's considered a dovish aboliyom. It's not considered hafrosha and a dovish laboliyom. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rabbi Natam. The Chazon Ish in his sefer on Yeridei is not happy with the Rabbi Natam. He thinks that Rov HaRishonim disagree with Rabbi Natan. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rabbi Natan. The Chazon Ish is always very careful. He ignores the Shulchan Aruch over here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rabbi Natan. The Chazon Ish thinks that Rov HaRishonim don't agree with the Rabbi Natan. But that's what they have in a lot of a lot of bakeries where the people doing the baking, where the owner of the bakery is Jewish, but the people running the bakery are not religious or they're not Jewish, and you can't rely on them that they should be mafresh cham. So they have the system, they have a tevel matzis, and they have the mashgiach as koreshem. So to be choshish for the chazanish, so the mashgiach, when he wakes up every morning, should say, I'm koreshem again on all of what was chal, according to the Rabbi Natam, everything that was chal, because I was koreshem in advance, I'm koreshem now, after everything was baked. So tzarech v'halach v'akach mafresh. Okay. They rely on that. There is a din that in order to be chayv chala, you have to have that a certain amount of flour. So what if you have some of the flour is chitim and some of the flour is saorim? So the Mishnah, there's a contradiction in the Mishnah. One Mishnah says that they are mitzvah from yachad. One Mishnah says that they're not mitzvah from yachad. So the Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, kam benoshach kam bebolo. If you have chitim and saorim and you made one big isa, then all the chameshes min yedogan are mitzvah from yachad. But if you did, each one had its own isa, and they're just touching each other, just negiah alone, it's not mitzvah even if they're both from wheat. But if they have a strong negiah, each ball of dough is touching the other one in such a way that if I'll separate them, it'll pull out part from the other dough, like neshicha. It'll take a bite from the other ball of dough. So if you have not only negiah, if you have neshicha, so then if it's min echod, if they're both chitim or they're both sorim, then it'll be mitztarif. But if it's two different minim, then it'll only be mitztarif if it's bolo mamash, if it's all attached together. So then the Mishnah has another chidush din. Even if I made a lisha less than a shear, then I made another lisha less than a shear, but I put them all in one basket, so there's a Mishnah, and we paskin like that, Tana in the Mishnah. Hasal mitzarf and lechala, that's a din of tzir of sal. If you put all of the cookies in one container after they're all baked, then the sal is mitzarf and lechala. The shilta sounds like he holds the sal is only mitzarf and lechala, the way it's described in the Mishnah. Av haroide, benaisin lesal, hasal mitzarf and lechala. I scrape them out from the oven and I put them into the basket when they're still freshly baked, they're still warm. So then and only then the sal is mitzarf and lechala. Shilta's opinion is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So we assume that even if I baked some of the cookies last week, and some of the cookies this week, and everything is cold already, but it's all in the same container. I have a cookie jar. Everything is put into the same cookie jar. Even though it's cold by now, we still say hasal mitzarf and lechala. What's a big machlekes in Achrayim is, what if I put these cookies in one Tupperware container, I put the other cookies in another Tupperware container, I put the both Tupperware containers into one bigger container. They say tziruf sal, if they're in separate kelim, but the two kelim are in one kli. So that's a machlekes, the Galatian Achrayim. On the Yeridei have a machlekes about that. That's a shalal halacha. Let's say you bake the cookies last week, less than a shi, you put it in the freezer. Then you bake cookies this week, you wrap it up, you put it in the same freezer. So each one is wrapped up in a different tapuk, but it's in the same freezer. So that's one machloikis, is the freezer mitzarf lechala, because the two cookies are in two different tapuya containers. And then afilu, even if you say that, let's say you didn't put them in a separate container, if you hold separate containers is mitzarev, maybe the freezer, since the freezer was plugged into the electric circuit, so maybe consider that mechuba lekarka dina kikarka, and it's not called a kli. Maybe the dina is asal mitzarf and lechala, is only if you put it into a kli. Maybe that's not considered a kli. So that's very questionable. There's some of the contemporary poskim, some of the recent poskim are of the opinion that electrical appliances don't need tefilas kelim, because since it only functions when it's plugged into the wall, so they say that's mechuba lekarka. In a kikarka, it's not called a kli. Others say, nah, Pashto says that's a joke. And even though it's a hold like that, others say that's only a din for the purpose of tefilas kelim. You say, it's not dumya de kli midyon. That's why it's not chayiv in tefilas kelim. But to say it's not called a kli at all, that's very questionable. Some women don't realize it. If after the mafresh challah, so they burn the challah, they put it on the same baking tin where they put their cake, or where they put their cookies. So the challah is treif. For non-kohanim, the challah is treif. So you're making a tray for bli in the baking tin. So you have to kasher out your baking tin. When you want to burn the challahs, you have to put it in a separate piece of tin foil and then burn it. When you make bagels, so the way it has that special flavor is has a special consistency after they do the bli la'ova. So then they put it into burning hot water. They soak it in hot water for a few moments, and it gives it that consistency, and then they bake it. So this was a shaila. We pass in halacha like the Ramban, that hamoitzi and chiyuv chala, everything depends on afia. It doesn't depend on bli la'ova. All depends on afia. So if first you had a bishul, then you had an afia. So then it's not called lechem. It's not hamoitzi, and it's not chayim and chala. So that's the question. When you put the bagels into the burning hot water, so the bagels are mezainis. The bagels are not hamoitz and the bagels are not chayv and chalam. So this was the meaning of the Balbatim. The Yehuda writes that in his Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, he was threatening to resign from the Rabbanus because apparently I can't explain myself. I can't convey the message. I told you last year that the bagels are hamoitz, and he says the Balbatim is still saying mezainis. They're still not being mafresh chala, and they're not saying hamoitz on the bagels. The pashtus is, if the bagels would have been royal achila after dipping it in the burning hot water, then it would have had a bishul. So the afi after the bishul didn't make it royal achila. But the dipping in the burning hot water for a few moments does not make it royal achila. It's still raw. Just gives it that special consistency. It tastes like a bagel. You still have to bake it later on. So that's mamish bread. That's l'chala days. That's hamoitzi. And that's a chiyuv chala. So the Nadi Yehuda was holding by resigning from his rabbanus over this issue. Okay, we only scratched the surface, there's much more, but the rest you learn on your own. Tomorrow, what are we discussing? Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. On Thursday, we're going to discuss the dinim of Eruv Chatzeres.